have made a day's work 9, 10 o'clock. And we still do that. I'm about the only one around here open. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Everybody, you went slightly, I don't know. I went up this morning to buy some of those cards, Easter cards, and that lady opened at 10 o'clock. I was about ready to eat lunch at that time. She just opened up.
Yeah.
Well, we're not used to that, I guess. I don't know. It's just different. Of course, now they may stay open at 11 or 12 at night. I don't know. We open at 5, we close about 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, open up before
daylight, yeah. Fishermen go fishing before daylight. You got to be there. If you want to make any of them, you got to be there to meet him.
Yeah. Has the weather been bad around here this spring?
Terrible. That's all we're getting is bad weather. Wind and rain, and wind and rain, and wind and rain. And then during the winter, it was just freezing and just. They just don't seem to want to straighten out for some reason.
Did y'all have snow?
No. Oh, a little. You know, just a few little flakes, but I mean, it never, it melted when it hit the ground, you know.
You never seen it get so cold that the lake would.
I saw it freeze the North Rock. Yeah, that's almost a mile from the shore. It froze all the fish in the lake. Now, I remember what year that was. Sometime in the 50s, I think.
All the fish?
It froze all the speckled trout and redfish in that lake. Killed those fish, just froze them. They was coming up. The whole lake shore was full of dead fish. That way you look. This canal was full. You could have walked across this canal here.
Probably good enough to eat, though.
Uh-huh.
If they were frozen, they were good to eat.
Well, they were good for 4 or 5 days. They was bringing in that French mullet, and then they started getting bad. You know?
French what?
French market, where they used to sell all those fish in the French market.
Do they still do that?
No, they don't have any more French market. They closed that. Everybody used to, when they caught more they could handle, that's where they brought them. Then they distributed them that from the French market to those restaurants and hotels and retail markets and all. But they don't have that anymore. I don't really know. Now what they do, most of them deliver to the market, you know, the rest is direct, I guess.
Yeah. Huh. Buck, have you been in any clubs or organizations around here, or, you know?
Well, I used to belong to this North Shore Improvement Association. It lasted a good little while, but it finally broke up.
Yeah. Ever do anything in Slidell?
No. When you belong to a club, you either got to do it all yourself, and then I didn't want to do nothing like the rest of them, so nobody did anything until the club didn't keep up in force. When you do it in a club, somebody's got to do the work for nothing.
Yeah.
I wasn't good on that.
Do you usually have a drink in the middle of the day, usually? Or?
Not necessarily, no. So I take a drink down there and I'll drink most.
Yeah.
No, bring nothing on with drinking. I can't bring that. Well, that'll get you anywhere.
Yeah. Do you belong to church or?
Oh yeah, I'm Catholic. Oh yeah, I'm strictly Catholic. Of course, I don't keep it up too much. I was raised Catholic. Let's put it that way. You know, I made my communion and all that, but
yeah,
I don't still follow it up. Mama raised us. We always church when we were children. Mama raised us right. I just didn't stay right, I guess. Well, I'm not against it. I mean, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things. You just kind of get out of it, I guess.
Yeah.
And then working for yourself, too. Sundays is our busy days. If you take Friday, Saturday, and Sunday away from these little businesses like that, you might as well close them up. You got to make it when other people are off. We can't make when you work. When you're working,